It's Social Web Cafe. Got your favorite drink and ready to sit back and relax? Okay, here we go.
Motivating magnificence, inspiring innovation. This is Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah, your weekly checkpoint to encourage the marketing momentum that is within you. Today, Charles and Deborah talk about video traffic on the web, with Charles providing a statistic that you will want to hear. They discuss the different options for video and give another review of the Video Creators channel. They also cover the Michael Port channel. What I realize,
I'm living inside. Oh, and we're live as I'm talking to myself. No, I'm talking to Charles about necklaces. Hi, Charles. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah. And we're continuing what we started last week. And we'll be doing this, I believe, for a few weeks. We're having a lot of fun with looking at different YouTube channels and YouTube videos and sharing what we think works and what may not work and so forth.
Yeah, you know, I was just, I've got my mobile device. I'm trying to find the article, and I guess it doesn't really matter where it is on here. Now, what I saw on my way in today was that, this could be well known. It's just a little shocking to me that 50% last month of all web traffic was video, whether or not that was Netflix or YouTube. Now, they didn't necessarily decide on, you know, I think. They didn't necessarily try to bring it out, but it's significant. That means that, you know, once again, you know, if you're sort of on YouTube, you're sort of in the right place. If you're looking at YouTube and what's being done there, as we are today, I mean, that's clearly the right place. I mean, that's significant. If you think about the evolution of the web, 50% of all traffic is this. It is video. So, you know, whether or not, you know, you're reluctant, like me, to be on video, it's just one of those things, that's where the information is being directed. That's where people are talking. That's where they're having a conversation. So, I mean, I think, you know, if you're looking there, you're looking in the right place.
Do you think people realize that? Because it seems like we've been saying that for years or months or whatever. But do you think people are really realizing that?
I think people realize it in terms of where they source their information, whether or not they're realizing in terms of they need to communicate their I don't necessarily and it's not to say that you got to stop writing blog posts or you got to stop starting all videos. But I was talking to a gentleman today. I mean, he's got his own law practice. And he was saying, you know, man, I'm not like everybody else. I can really put out a lot of content, which I thought was significant. I mean, that's great for a small business owner to be able to say that. My encouragement to him was, well, yeah, great. Now take that same passion you have for getting content out there. And now channel that into doing hangouts, start talking about putting out videos where you're talking and really sharing information. I mean, make it interesting, but it's clear that people have said, if I want to find out information, I'm going to go to YouTube, I'm going to look for it, I'm going to figure out, or I might see it in search and I might click on a video just to see what they say. So, you know, again, it might not always be that way. I mean, you're not going to make your bed there, but I think it's clear that's where it's at right now.
I think people sometimes don't realize the availability that they have as far as the different options. It doesn't have to be about them. It doesn't have to be their face or their voice even, that they can hire voiceovers. They can find stuff on Fiverr. They can do whiteboard videos. They can do animations. There's so many other options that it's not just your standard. It's not like the 50s as far as television. There are so many different options available.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I was doing something with doing something with my daughter last night, and, you know, we did a video, and we need to shoot it twice, right? You know, it wasn't enough. You know, we didn't get it quite right the first time. We need to shoot it again. And then we said, okay, well, you know, now we've got it done. We need to edit it. And I think, you know, sometimes when it comes down to getting something done, right, you can put out the content, but then even to get it sometimes to an acceptable level, you have to edit it. And sometimes that's just a little more than I think, you know, I can tell you, even myself, sometimes even more than I want to do. I mean, you like editing video, but just to get something out there, it takes a lot of work.
But I think even you've found with Camtasia, I've watched your videos and they're very good. Excellent job, Charles. But I mean, even that, it's if you're not going for this absolute, like, you know, prime time quality where you have to have, you know, exactly the right bumpers and so forth, you just get out there and get the content out there. There's a lot that can be done even with a program like Camtasia.
Yeah, and I have to be honest, I mean, that is my preference, right? It is my preference to use Camtasia. I mean, I don't mind being on camera. We're on camera right now, but I have a comfort level. You know, I can actually see the other person on the other side when I'm creating a video in Camtasia. That's just me. I mean, you know, some people can see who they're talking to. They've got a camera in front of them. I can sort of do that, but I can see people's faces when I'm doing a video on Camtasia, right? So I think, you know, some of it is comfort level, but but I think you're right. It doesn't matter which medium you use. You just gotta find one and then use this channel too of video to just get whatever part of your message out there that it is.
And I think there's more options that people realize as far as, because, you know, you name, let's say Camtasia. We could probably sit down and list 50 different uses of Camtasia. And, I mean, even Vine. Now, because I'm weird and I like to do video production, Vine wouldn't naturally appeal to me because there's not a video production opportunity. You just capture. But you know what? I started to learn how fun it is to literally just let things be raw, let them be non-produced, and just capture 6 seconds of a video. And you can use that in a blog post. And there you go. I mean, there's another way to get your brand out there.
And people like that. I mean, you know, we're on the one hand, and we've been hearing this, you know, ever since video has kind of been part of people's marketing, mixed it. Well, it doesn't matter what it looks like, you just put it out there, right? And that's sort of true. But then with Vine, you don't really have a choice. I mean, you're not going to edit a Vine video. You're going to put, you know, you're going to shoot it and you're going to put it out there. And if anything, you'll do a second one before you sit down and try to edit, you know, a 7-second video.
Exactly. And, you know, I think you can see different variations. Sometimes it's fun to just literally go on there and see, you know, a baby saying their first words or, you know, whatever, and, you know, Google, the whole thing. That's right. Just cute. It's just raw. And then you'll see others. And I know his name is Nicholas because it's, hey, my name is Nicholas, which is brilliant, by the way, because now I remember his name. And I don't remember his handle, but it's about gummy worms. I mean, if you look up Nicholas gummy worms and Vine, you'll find it. And I look and I go, that seems really weird. Why do I like that? And you know what? I can still hear that in my head. I don't know what he advertises. But talk about branding, 6 seconds. Now, he planned that as far as, you know, the way he recorded it. So you've got both ends of the spectrum. You've got the complete ad lib, and then you've got people that somehow have a gift and be able to figure out how to film something like that.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is moving. I mean, you know, you think you sort of have this idea. I mean, YouTube's going to be there forever, right? That's going to be the way to get your – but, you know, it doesn't have to be, right? So now there's Vine. There's Instagram. And, you know, different people have a different inclination in terms of what they want to watch, in terms of what they want to use to communicate. And so, you know, it's not automatic that, you know, one form is going to be the form, you know, for forever. So it's kind of like, I think everybody's got to kind of find their comfort level. And I think you got to get it out there, like you're saying.
Yep. I have some videos queued up, and I will give Charles credit because he's picked out these channels. And so we're going to go pop over in the YouTube room.
Want to be a part of Social Web Cafe TV's family? We are here to help entertain and provide you with the resources and the latest scoop. Subscribe to the Social Web Cafe TV Insider, free at socialwebcafe.tv.
Okay. It's like... He likes his book, I could say. I'm trying to figure out. I don't know.
the video itself. Now, I've heard, you know, Michael Port on his channel, and one of the things I sort of like about where he's coming from in all this is that, you know, he, I think, has been doing consulting for a long time. And so, you know, a lot of folks are kind of coming into, you know, like I call it the consulting class, and justifiably so. I mean, a lot of people need help, right? So, you know, a lot of folks are getting out there, really helping businesses, helping businesses and the whole thing. But, you know, it's like everything else, getting a customer who wants service and to pay you is another thing. And, you know, this whatever he does, he has figured out how to do that. He did that sort of before the whole internet. So, you know, I appreciate his insight on, you know, how what the psychology of really getting to somebody and saying, well, hey, you're going to pay me for my advice. You're going to pay me for my help. And I might not even do all the work. I mean, when it comes back down to it. So I think I'm probably more into what he's sharing. Now, you know, the actual video itself, yeah, okay, but I like what he's sharing.
I'm like, okay, what's appealing? I have to admit, by the end, it was like, okay, we got it. You really like your book, and that's cool. But I was like, all right, 75% of that video, and we're okay. Maybe we're just a little bit too much on that. But, you know, the enthusiasm was really contagious.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I mean, this comes back to, I guess, he is clear, recognizes the expert, and he is one, right? So, you know, certain things that I guess he doesn't really have to do to sort of prove himself. And this is sort of an interesting thing that I think, you know, we'll find in all of these channels, at least from what I've seen, the folks in them, whatever they're communicating, they're sort of beyond this point of they're not proving themselves to be an expert, right? They're not proving that they know. They all kind of carry with them the the aura or whatever you want to call it. They know what they're talking about, and it's clear that you're getting something full of expertise from them, at least from their perspective. I mean, I don't know if you found that to be the case, and I think that kind of contributes to the whole, you know, enthusiasm thing.
So you think that they're coming in as established experts rather than building their expertise? I mean, they're still building on it, but I mean, they've come in as established. Michael Port did have that confidence that says, I know you as the audience already know that I'm an expert on what I do. And so here I am to just show how happy I am that I've got this new book. And that, I think that did come across.
I think that's the only way you get away with that, you know? it's clear he knows that, you know, people view him as being an expert in this particular area, booking yourself solid. I'm guessing, you know, a number, probably just about all the folks we run with, Deborah, and a lot of folks who are listening to us, that's exactly what they want to do. They want to know, how do I book myself solid? How do I eliminate, you know, any gaps in, you know, trying to find customers or trying to find, you know, consulting clients or, you know, how do I stop prospecting at all? You know, so, and again, is it the fact that he wrote the book before the internet era? I think that has a lot to do with it, right? So he's been an author talking about something that everybody in business, I think, wants to know.
And I think it's a good lesson to people. You're absolutely right. And I think it's a lesson to people who are afraid to toot their own horn that say, I know my stuff, but I don't want to say I know my stuff because it sounds really egotistical. And I think Michael gave a good example of how he doesn't stop to worry about that and have this inner dialogue, you know, going back and forth as far as do I know my stuff, do I not, how do I let people know that? He just gets out there, and I think people see that and say, wow, thank God I don't have to work through all this other yes, no, you know, maybe. And he's just there confident saying, this is what I know. It's kind of that attitude, if you don't want to watch, don't watch.
Yeah, I think that's the only way to do it. And really, you know, I think that's part of video, right? Because you know, when you first, if you're sort of this person, you're kind of person you like to look at, you like to look at life and you like to make social commentary on everything, right? Kind of like, well, you know, the world is kind of going this way and people are really narcissistic and that whole deal. Then this whole deal, doing video, social media, it's going to be troublesome because I think that gone are the days when, you know, you just you just build it or you just establish some credentials and the right person finds you.
Want to learn more? Take Deborah to coffee for 75 cents per week and hear her tips on proven action steps to move your business forward in success.
Right, that doesn't exist mm-hmm. anymore, right? So just because you, even if you're a lawyer, right? Okay, well, I just passed a bar, and I have these credentials. Well, people are going to find me. No, they're not. They're gonna find the people who are on YouTube. They're gonna find the people who are on Facebook, and it's not because those people are necessarily better, right? But it's that what you just said. I think there's a point that and that people you've got to sort of get over this. It's okay to promote myself. It's okay to mm-hmm. say this about myself or establish this about myself. However it gets done, that's a sticking point, I think.
And there's always going to be naysayers. There's people that thrive on picking on other people. It's just going to happen. If you go out there and say, I'm an expert in Hangouts, there's going to be somebody that's going to try to trip you up and go, oh, wow, you didn't know this one thing about Hangouts. You might know 10,000 things about Hangouts, but they'll find one area that maybe isn't something that you mentioned. Well, that's them enjoying their life. They enjoy finding that one item. Let them have the joy in the life and know that you still know 10,000 things.
Yeah, and I was listening to a gentleman. His name is Sean. I'd never heard of him before. One of a mentor of mine said, oh, you got to listen to this guy, Sean Mize. Well, I don't know what he did, but apparently his claim to fame is that, during the heyday of eZine articles, he either wrote or had written 10,000 articles, right? So I don't know if that was his big deal. But anyway, so he's coaching people. So one of the things that he said was that, look, if you want to be recognized and paid as an expert, well, you've got to get out and you've got to find a way to promote yourself and you've got to do it a lot, right? So it's not just, mm-hmm. oh, I did a video, right, and now it's just over. It's like you have to be consistent and constant. And I think I read a number of articles this week, all independent of each other. And maybe I just have a radar for these things, but I think every one of them to a point said, listen, the reality of marketing online today is that you've got to put out a lot of stuff and you've got to be consistent about putting out a lot of stuff. And that's also – it is, and a lot of it is self-promotional. Yes, you're mm-hmm. helping people. Yes, you are writing helpful things. But at the end of the article, you say, hey, you know what? If you want more of this, you can come see me.
Yep. And, I want to get to our next video, but what you said right there, as far as putting the content out there and the consistency. So I've heard people say, hey, I'm a podcaster. And, no offense, but I've gone and I look and there's two podcasts from like a year and a half ago. And they still on their website will say, I'm a podcaster. Right. And, okay, I'm guilty of not self-promoting as much as they do because I'm not out there. Look at me, I'm a podcaster. But yet, you look and I have at least one podcast every single week. Well, actually, excuse me, we do because there's at least the Marketing Momentum every Thursday. So, make sure that you can back up what you say. And there's a lot of people who are great at promoting, but are you promoting something that you did 3 years ago? Are you still consistent? And I think that's a valuable point that you make where it's like sometimes you're consistent and nobody notices, but eventually someone will look and go, dang, they did that for 52 weeks and didn't miss a week. That's consistency. They're committed.
Well, yeah, it is. It is the work, right? It is mm-hmm. it is the reality. And I know a lot of people. They love, they like the adventure of getting out and meeting people on Twitter and getting people connected. But you have to at some point have something new to promote. So I heard from you last week, outstanding article. If it's going to be another month from I hear from you, it's just the nature of the web. I'm going to forget about you, not because mm-hmm. you're not cool, not even because what you said is invaluable. It's just the nature of things. Stuff is coming out all the time. It's that you have got to be willing to contribute your voice to what's going out, and it's got to be constant. So it's like, so it's the work on one hand of putting it out there. And then, like you said, it's promotion. So it's not just going to be, you know, I'm going to get on the internet, I'm going to make $1 million, or I'm going to make $100,000 just by, you know, creating this really wonderful thing. Well, no. It's some work that goes into that, and when somebody gets there, it's not an accident.
Exactly.
Last week, Charles and Deborah reviewed some channels by favorite YouTube stars, Tim Schmoyer and Marie Forleo. Deborah also shared tips for your video background and how to display your logo. You can listen to Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah at socialwebcafe.tv.
Unless you want to watch more on that, Charles, I think we can comment and that way spare our viewers from watching our deadpan faces as we watch that. Wow, awesome. I really like that.
Yeah. Don't ask me if I want to – Yeah, don't ask me if I want to watch real SEO or video creators because I'll always say yes.
Yep.
I could watch these guys all day.
I was going to say, it was something I was going to work into, and I, you know, dumb me, I think, oh, wow, I just came up with this idea, and it's like, oh, video creators have been doing it already. As far as the announcement, what we're talking about in the bookmark, so that people can easily go to, because our videos are long in comparison to a six-second video. You know, we have at least 30 minutes on our shows. So to be able to have them pop right to it, and I love that they do that. They talk about having bookmarks and that Tim is so excited about what they're – oh, my goodness, I'm watching that going, I'm hungry, I'm ready, all right, what are you going to talk about?
Yeah, and I mean the content is good, and you know the way that they're communicating is good. Now, you know, from a style perspective, right? I mean, it's working for them, but you know, once again, I mean, we're not talking about now. You know, on the one hand, last week, you know, we talked about Marie Forleo, and she's got, you know, this sort of elaborate Victorian setting in the back, and then here's Tim Schmoyer, right? And he's in his basement at home, right? He's got this backdrop, you know. He's sort of like, you know, in an orange sweatshirt. So you know, a baseball cap, the whole deal, right?
You know, that is interesting because it's almost like the illusion, and they're probably trying to do this, but the illusion is like, if I want to get down the nuts and bolts of like what ladder I should use so I don't fall off, where the lighting should be mounted, I'm going to want to watch Tim. There's something about like, because he's in his basement, it's like, oh, this dude knows. And it's not gender. It's just like the presentation. But if I want to know the right makeup or the right lighting to make me look the best or whatever, it's like I want to watch Marie, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's like he's kind of given this impression like, well, you know, I'm kind of like this slacker guy, you know, sitting back, you know, at home making these videos, you know, knowing and still, I mean, you can probably count if you subscribe to his Real SEO and all the other stuff, he's probably making about 8 or 9, 10 videos every single day. Every day, this guy is pumping out videos from various channels, right? So this is not some slacker, you know, sitting down in the baseball cap, just thinking about doing the video. This cat is putting out some content.
You know what I was thinking? I couldn't help it. Okay, I'm a girl. I admit it. Like you didn't notice. But when you said 8 to 10 videos a day, I'm thinking, oh, Charles, do you know how long it takes to put the makeup on, to do the hair, the whole – you know, I totally get if I could get by with – and not to say guys have the benefit, but maybe, you know, you don't have to put as much mascara on, whatever. If I could just get by with putting a sweatshirt on and a ball cap, yeah, I'd be like right there with him as far as 8 to 10.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it is. And maybe, you know, if you're doing that much videos, right, maybe you can't put on anything but a sweatshirt, right? but I get what he's trying to go after, right? So he's just trying to communicate, hey, I'm just this normal guy, I'm doing this stuff, and you know, I think it's working. So you know, you said it may have been last week that ultimately I think somebody's got to be willing to just kind of reveal themselves, right? You got to just you really do have to be yourself. You don't have time to really be a persona. You have to be yourself.
Exactly. That's part of the reason why I don't have blooper reels, is because I just, whatever bloopers I may do, I just leave in the video. Because I've thought about, it's like, oh, wow, you should really,
right,
you know, edit that out. And I don't, because I feel like some of those, you know, what we would think are bloopers, really give that personal touch, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, right on. So yeah, but once again, I think now just the pure content, and I guess we're talking about video, we're talking about people who do videos, and this is one that I just, again, I just highly recommend if you're considering, well, do I want to earn my income, you know, doing videos, or if you're really just trying to search to see what it is you're going to do online, right? I think this is a great channel to help you figure out if video is your thing, right? Whether or not you're going to use it to sell affiliate products, whether or not you're going to use it to promote your business, or whether or not your business, you just want to create video content. There are people who do that, which once again is just amazing, because that didn't exist, you know, 5-6 years ago. That did not exist. You couldn't do that before. Now you have the opportunity to do that, and this channel is a great way of helping you figure out, you know, how you can do whatever it is you want to do in those boxes.
That's excellent. Cynthia said, "Oh, when I interviewed Patrick Schwertfeger, and he's a keynote speaker, bookpatrick.com, to give a shout out. I think I've mentioned him before. He really inspired me in the interview, as did you, by the way, Charles, which is why the reason why we're doing this show." but he said something in an illustration, and to do it justice, you'd have to actually hear Patrick say it. But he pointed it out as an illustration to me as the interviewer. He said, if you're going to a site and they've got four articles, just awesome articles on whatever topic it is you're looking for, and you look at another site and they have 300 articles, even if one for one, the article on the site with the four articles is better, which site are you going to bookmark if you can only bookmark one?
I know in my life I might book the four, but probably the 300, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not an argument for quantity over quality. Let's still go for the quality. But the one that has 300 looks like they're trying to continue putting out that fresh content and relevant content, whereas the four,
exactly.
Unless it's something where they've said, this is what's come out in Time magazine this month, and they've only been around for 4 months, you're like, when are we going to see the next piece? Should I follow you, or am I going to be sitting there waiting for something and you never fulfill that dream?
Well, you know, I think that's what impressed me about you know, we were talking about Ryan Holiday, and again, I mean, I like to read books. I like blogs. Right, but I like to read books too, and so you know, when I see the guy's library and when I read his writing and see that he's putting quotations in there from these books, not obscure things that you couldn't have just kind of picked out of there, it's evident that he's reading them. I mean, that's significant to me, right? So that means that here's somebody who's really serious about becoming an expert in marketing, right? Because he's reading about it, right? So I think it does. I mean, quantity, you could say, well, yeah, we do go for quality, but there's no avoiding that it takes work, and you need to, one has to put their stuff out there and got to do it a lot.
Yep, exactly. And with that, we have hit the end of this episode.
And Deborah, you've got a course at Udemy.
Yeah, if you want to know how to do Hangouts, including I need to update them all with this wonderful new Hangout platform, but it's relevant information. And you can find that by going to hangoutqueen.com, and there is a link to the Udemy course. And if anybody wants like a really, really deep discount, I mean, seriously, guys, I'm a nice person. Ask Charles. Contact me offline, and we'll figure out a number that works for you on that one. So, yeah, it's out there if you want to do Hangouts. And I do have a temporarily free one that's coming out in the next couple of weeks on video, on what to do with video. So it'll be free for a period of time when we finish developing the course, and then it'll be a paid course. So you want to get in during that time when it's free.
Yeah, you know what? Well, please subscribe, everybody.
I love that, Charles. Yes, yes, what Charles said. Thank you. <That's>... Thank you all for watching us. We wouldn't be here without you. And listen to us on iHeartRadio, too.
Subscribe to the Social Web Cafe podcast at socialwebcafe.tv to receive a fresh and free episode of Marketing Momentum every Thursday.